the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
With KZN under double storm warning until tomorrow, you've been urged to remain on high alert. There's also a plea from eThekwini officials to avoid being on the road later today. Weather forecasters have sent out a level 4 alert for severe thunderstorms over most parts of the province. An orange level 6 warning is also in place for disruptive rain from the afternoon, with heavy downpours in the southeastern region. The municipality's Gugu Sisalane says disaster management teams are on standby.
This weather warning includes the eThekwini region. Predictions are indicating high likelihood of heavy rains. This warning may result in the flooding of roads and settlements, poor driving conditions, and the destruction of mud-based houses. The city advises residents to exercise extreme caution and to stay indoors if possible, and to avoid travelling. The public is reminded not to cross rivers and streams.
An economist says there could have been another way to balance the books. Ntokozo Nsimande feels the finance minister missed an opportunity to tap into big business instead of burdening ordinary South Africans with a VAT hike.
If you compare in terms of the corporate taxes, that's where the minister should have maybe raised the taxes. Because in terms of the corporate taxes, we are currently sitting at 27%. I know that it's still high compared to our partners, but I think that's the pocket that the minister should have used.
National Treasury's proposed raising value-added tax from 15% to 16% over the next 2 years. Presenting his revised budget in Parliament yesterday, Minister Enoch Godongwana announced a half a percentage point increase for this year. GNU partner the DA slammed the move, saying it won't back the proposal. The MK party outright rejected it, while trade unions warned the poor will bear the brunt. Nsimande, however, feels that overall the budget was fair and balanced.
Currently, we are owing too much. As he alluded, that we are paying about a 22 cent for every rand that we make in revenue. It goes towards servicing the cost. So meaning that we need to find a way to stabilize our budget. We need to find a way to reduce the government debt. And at the same time, we must support the people. The government has to take care of the people. And that's exactly what the minister tried to do, to say, how do we support the people while stabilizing our budget, while stabilizing our debt?
More than 340 train passengers taken hostage by an armed group have been freed. Security forces moved in after a 30-hour siege in Balochistan. The rescue mission came after the BLA separatist group bombed a railway track in a mountainous region and stormed the train with around 450 passengers on board. And tributes have been pouring in for Skabenga, the beloved cat of the Oyster Box Hotel in Umhlanga. The resident feline, who charmed guests there for almost two decades, passed away this week. He would have celebrated his 20th birthday in September. Joanne Hayes, the hotel's PR manager, says the tabby went from stray to king of the luxury establishment.
As far as we know, he didn't come from a home. Nobody's ever claimed him. And I think because he was a stray cat and kind of took over the place, you know how people casually say, oh, he's a Skabenga, and it just stuck. We worked with him every single day. Wherever people walked in the hotel, I mean, if Skabenga was sitting in one of the chairs or the couches, even our guests never tried to sit in that chair because he would just sit there and take over the space.
In your weather news, Durban and Maritzburg going up to a high of 28 degrees. Richards Bay 31. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Two KZN teams play One Day Cup competition finals. Kaizer Chiefs boss Nabi has left frustrated after Kaizer Chiefs draw against Cape Town City, and Aston Villa are through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League.